Ruth Rutherch is the Eye Clinic Liaison Officer, the ECLO, at University of Wales Hospital in Cardiff, who, when I chatted to her, began by telling me what she's been up to during lockdown.
A lot more of my work has been over the last few months over the phone, not face to face. That's now pretty much changing back to the kind of the balance that I had pre-COVID, but a lot of my work has been around also making sure that people come to their appointments, that they understand that they really do need to still come to their appointments, reassuring them, providing them with information about what we do differently now that hopefully will give them a bit of peace of mind about attending, staying safe involved, still looking after your health and your eye conditions. And for us, it was quite a worrying time because we had to cancel a lot of our appointments, put them back, you know, pause services, you know, things were put on hold. But what was worrying was that we weren't seeing people that really did need to come to the clinic, people that had a lot going on with their eyes long term, but also people with new conditions like retinal detachments, for example. So it was a hugely, hugely difficult, you know, uncertain, unsettling time going back sort of March through to April, even into May. Here now, we're seeing a complete sea change in that we're back to kind of business as usual, but in a very different way. So anybody that's ever been to an eye clinic pre-COVID would have walked into somewhere where there were people everywhere. It was really, really busy, really hectic. They would have sat in a waiting room, cheek by jowl by a lot of other people. They probably would have waited a really, really long time. And all the medical staff and people like me would have been dressed in quite normal clothes. If you come to clinic now, it's a very different place. It's much quieter. All the chairs are set out in a way that people sit a 2 metre distance apart, because here in Wales, we're still abiding by 2 metres. All the medical staff and people like me now wear scrubs. You'll also be greeted at the door before you even step over the threshold, and someone will ask you some questions about your general health, whether you've had any symptoms of fever or cough recently, whether you've had a recent COVID test. They'll check your temperature. So that'll all happen before you come in. You won't be able to bring anybody with you unless it's exceptional circumstances. And the staff are understanding of that. They do understand for some people they do need to bring someone with them, but if at all possible, people attend on their own. And once you're in the clinic, you sit for a much shorter amount of time because the clinics are a lot smaller. So it's really important that people attend bang on the clinic appointment time. Don't come half an hour early or an hour early, because we're trying to see people as they arrive so that the process is quite short so that they can leave quite quickly. And all of the staff that you speak to will wear masks. There'll be a screen between you and the doctor when they're examining you on the slit lamp. So there's lots of things put in place to try and make the clinic as safe as we possibly can.
And with that reassurance comes the fact that if you have an appointment, you should do your best to attend?
Yes, please. I mean, we've had questions from people who've received shielding letters saying, should they attend? We have questions from people that have underlying medical conditions, which is a lot of our patients. Now, obviously, it's not a perfect scenario. We can't say to you that if you come to clinic 100%, you will be absolutely safe. We can't promise that. It's impossible. But the way that the consultants have filtered through their clinics, that the patients that they are seeing are patients that really do need to come to the clinic. And if we're able to discharge you to the care of optometry, then we do. But if we're asking you to come to clinic, it's important. And there's a reason why we need to see you. And there's a reason why only somebody here in the eye clinic can see you. And so if you are given an appointment, if at all possible, obviously accepting the fact if you are unwell, fever or cough, please don't come to see us. Or if you're, you know, sharing a house with someone who's unwell. But other than that, if you have an appointment or if something happens to your vision, it's really important to seek help quickly. Because what we're also seeing is that people are coming to us sometimes a week or two after something significantly changed with their vision, because they were worried about seeing an optician or didn't know how to access an optician because theirs is currently closed. And at that point, when they come to us, the problems become a big problem, whereas we possibly would have been able to deal with it a lot better and a lot quicker if they'd come to us straight away. So that's the other thing we're focusing on, is if you've got an appointment, please come. If something about your vision changes or you're worried, seek advice and help from your optician or your GP. And if your optician is one that's been closed over the last few months, generally, if you ring them, you will get a voicemail that will give you the contact details of the nearest available optician that's open, because there is a skeleton team that are seeing emergencies. Or if all else fails, ring the hospital and ask to be put through to the eye casualty, and they will advise you. And even if it's something that you're thinking, oh, it can't be that big a deal, you know, my vision's just changed a bit, I've got a bit of a shadow in my sight or something, it's always better to ask the question. And then if it's nothing to worry about, either your optician will advise you over the phone, or they'll pop you into their practice on a scheduled appointment where there'll only be them and you in the practice, so it's nice and safe. And they'll have a look at you, and then they'll seek advice from us here, or they'll make the assessment judgment that you don't need to be seen any further. So better safe than sorry. Ask the question, get advice, and then you've got peace of mind either way. Then you'll either be seen by someone who knows what to look for, or they'll reassure you that you're absolutely fine.
I would imagine that that advice for your eye health still stands no matter where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. The route to get to your eye clinic may differ slightly from region to region. Some places it would be possibly your GP would be your first port of call. Other places it's optician. But as long as you seek advice from a medical professional if you're worried, or if you're a long-standing patient, you've been under the care of the clinic for a long time, you can ring the secretary of your consultant and ask, you know, to speak to them. You can ask to speak to the clinic ECLO, because even if they're not actually based on site, they might be able to just chat you through what you need to do. If you've got their contact details, just give them a ring. Or like I said, just speak to your optician or GP and just get some advice. Don't sit and stew on something and worry about it and just think, oh, it'll be all right, I'll wait until my next appointment. So at the moment, regular eye tests, so just going to get your specs changed, aren't happening. They are gradually going to come back on stream, but at the moment they've been kind of paused, as are things like screening services for things like diabetes and low vision services. They're all sort of paused at the moment. So your best bet is to just check with your optician, or they may well be in touch with you to let you know when they're starting up again. If it's just an ordinary monitoring thing in the community, or to get your low vision aids sorted, then at the moment, unfortunately, you're going to need to wait. Having said that, if you've got a problem with your low vision aid, say, for example, you've got a magnifier or something like that that isn't working. This is particularly true here in Wales, where a lot of our low vision is done in the community. But it's worth just chatting with your optician, because they may be able to replace that. Or if you're linked to a low vision clinic in a hospital, if you've got a piece of kit that's not working, it's just worth giving them a ring, because they may be able to just do a telephone consultation, work out what the problem is and issue you with a new piece of kit, just as a temporary measure. But at the moment, most routine things are on hold. But once they're up and running, obviously, it's important then to go back and make sure that your glasses prescription is up to date, your low vision aids are fine, your screening's all done, and that you're just making sure that your general eye health is being watched.
Ruth Ruthach, the ECLO Eye Clinic Liaison Officer at University of Wales Hospital in Cardiff, here on RNIB Connect Radio.